over in the last 15 years. So what our perception is often different from
Well, and I think we just solve that by having look at comps. I mean, we could do one of two things. If we can find some stuff to help us make a decision, then we'll do that. But we could also give you the opportunity, Cole, to get us some. I mean, show us that land values are a lot different, you know, and then maybe we can.
What is the assessed value in Forsyth? Just curious.
I'm sorry.
Assessed value in Forsyth per acre.
I don't know what that is.
3,200.
I think it is 3,200. So, I'm just talking off the top of my head. I don't have it in front of me at the moment.
What they did is the assessor's office went out and did a land study for all the information they could find. We're non-disclosure states, so not everybody's got to tell her what they pay for the property. So based on that, you can correct me if I'm wrong, they took all these values, came up with what the high one was, what the low one, what the median, all that kind of stuff. They took the high and the low one, threw them out, and then used the lowest one for land values of the comps that they had. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So on the one hand, I do think the assessor's office is trying to give the low end of land values because a lot of these people went up to market value who don't have productivity on vacant land. And it's a shock because for so long our county has not been assessed, as she has indicated, at a market value. And again, she's using the low end with what the information. But we have access to other information too. And sometimes a taxpayer will bring in information about what stuff is sold for. That's helpful not only to us, but it's also helpful to the assessor's office. And so we can get down to, you know, possibly another value. But that's what we're trying to be uniform up here, regardless, because we all know people in the community. We all own property in this community. So we're just trying to treat everybody equal.
So this one, again, we're talking about the Finley Family Investments, right?
Yes.
And it says date acquired in 2022. Is that true, or was that something where you...
No, I think that's true.
Okay.
2 or 3, I don't know, roughly. Whatever I put on that page is whatever was wrote on theirs.
Cole, do you have any plans of doing any productivity on that property?
I might.
Yeah. Well, you certainly might after today.
I mean, I might after today.
Well, and then I guess we could also ask you the ultimate question: would you sell it for this value?
For the 250?
No, 363.
Yeah, if you want to write a check.
Okay.
I mean, be honest, that's probably a fair evaluation of it, but.
Okay. Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. So, as to that one, as to BOE 582, Cole, we can give you some more time to try to get any kind of comps you want. But otherwise, you've heard us talk about this. We can make a decision today. So, whatever you want to do.
And again,
how long do I have to get some of those comps? I know if this is set in place, it's set in place for 2 years.
Well, I mean, if you get productivity on your property starting tomorrow, you can go to the assessor's office and for next year.
For 26,
it would be. Even though it's not an assessment here, that's a change.
It won't be tomorrow, but let's just do
that. Right. Anyway, whenever it is. By the first of next year, if you're doing some sort of productivity on it, then that will satisfy the assessor's office on a productivity issue.
Yeah, and I know Josh, I might just release it to one of them or something and they can show productivity on it because they're right across the fence or something.
I think the assessor just needs anything in order to justify the ag.
You just need one goat.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't want you to be inundated with goat pictures, but so you tell me, we could go to that 29th date again for him if we want to on that property, but I mean, you've seen what we've done here.
Leave it where it's at. I'll pay this and I'll get some productivity proof. And we'll check.
Okay, so do you want to withdraw your motion on this one?
We will draw this one.
Okay. All right. And then you have log cabin acres.
I think that's going to fall right in line with those first several we did, but...
Do you have some productivity on that? Okay. So you want to go talk to the assessor on that one as well then? or the
assessor. What you guys are telling me by that is that this card that I got may not be correct.
Okay, yeah, what is that? What does it say?
585% increase.
No, what is the what is the appraised value on it?
111,350.
That's what we have on our sheet.
And there's no structures, right?
There is a well. That's it.
But he's indicating there is productivity on it.
I got pictures of it.
I'm assuming that that will make a difference if he goes and.
Yeah, if he shows productivity.
Okay. All right, so on BOE 582, we'll show it is withdrawn on BOE 579, 580, 581, and 584. I believe you're going to go talk to the assessor's office for a few minutes, and we'll be here this morning and come back and see if we have an agreement on them.
Thanks.
Fair enough?
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we need to go back to that one.
Okay, that's all right.
Classification.
This is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a nightly rental property here in Taney County that you got? Okay. And I apologize. What's your name?
My name is Owen. Yeah.
Okay.
You can call
me Owen. Okay. I just want to ask you a couple questions. Is this the only nightly rental property that the LLC or the owners of the LLC have in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with what we've been doing, but we'll give a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential, but if the LLC or the owners of the LLC acquire any other nightly rental properties in Taney County, they would be taxed at 100% or classified as 100%.
Yes.
Commercial, excuse me. Okay, with respect to BOE 576, I make a motion to classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So now we're going to be at... Target.
Target is in person. We'd have to go on to the afternoon docket.
Yeah.
I hate to do this, but I need to take a short break.
Okay.
Can you pass the phone to Jessica?
All right. Is this box stores? Okay, good.
You got Lowe's and Target today.